This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Thursday evening as we get ready for Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Miami Heat, Denver Nuggets. Should be a very interesting series. I mean, we don't see these traditional powers, you know, getting together here. It's usually been, you know, Lakers or, you know, Cavaliers or Golden State or somebody like that, but two maybe non-traditional powers in the world of the NBA. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. He is the television play-by-play voice for the Miami Heat on Bally Sports. Eric Reed is joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. He is on Twitter at E-Reed Miami Heat. Eric, thanks so much for joining me here in Atlanta this evening as we look to preview what should be a very interesting series of, you know, maybe a couple of non-traditional powers, you know, over the last few years in the NBA.
Well, Jenna, it's nice to be on with you. I'm going to plant a little seed of thought for you to look at Miami as a traditional power. This is the seventh final appearance for the Heat since 2006. That's the most for any team in the league in that time span. But, you know, we have taken a non-traditional way there. It's been a unique playoff journey. You know, I've been with the Heat all 35 seasons. This is our 24th playoff appearance, and as I said, our seventh conference title and trip to the finals. But this journey is like no other that came before it. It's totally unexpected, without the sort of burden of expectation, and filled with the joy of this surprising, uplifting effort that Jimmy Butler, Eric Spoelstra, and the Miami Heat have put together. So here we are, June 1st, still in it. And I think it will be a great series. Totally intrigued by the matchup. Can't wait to see how Eric Spoelstra is going to attack this thing from a defensive perspective right from the start of Game 1.
You know, it is interesting because obviously we saw the Miami Heat last year. They were the number one seed in the NBA. They beat our Hawks in the first round of the playoffs. They're in the NBA Finals this year. What was it that led to that number eight seed that kind of sandwiches in between all of that? Why was it not as successful as it's been in this playoff run or last year?
That's what everybody's asking now, and, you know, join the club. We were asking that, you know, through the whole regular season. Why can't this team be more consistent? The only change was losing P.J. Tucker to the 76ers. It changed the chemistry, and that change, and also Tyler Hero goes from sixth man of the year to a starter. And it took time for that chemistry to develop. And it took an even longer time for Hero, Bam, and Butler to really get on the same page because they just weren't in the same lineup. There were so many injuries during the course of the season, and the offense really struggled. It showed signs of life in March and April. But if you look at the regular season stats, last in the NBA in scoring, near the bottom in three-point percentage and field goal percentage. And you know what? Right now they are the number one three-point percentage team in the playoffs, even without their 20-point-a-game guy that they were getting from Hero. They're now getting that from Caleb Martin, plus energetic and athletic defense. And you know what they've done? They took all the lessons from the people are questioning the importance of the regular season now because they're seeing a 44-win team in the finals. So maybe it's not the win total that is the judge-all of how good a regular season it was. Maybe it's how did it ready you for the playoffs. And in the Heat's case, a ton of close games. And they went through a lot of adversity, and including getting blown out at home by Atlanta in game one of the play-in, bumping them from seventh to, at best, eighth seed, and then had a fight like heck to beat Chicago in the second play-in game. And, you know, the expectations were not high, other than inside the Heat locker room, going against the top team in the league and the Bucks in the first round. And, you know, they took the Bucks by storm. They scored 130 in the first game and took care of Milwaukee in five, the Knicks in six. The Celtics series will become one of the great playoff memories in Heat history because of the way the series started and obviously the way that series ended.
You know, it's crazy, Eric, because everybody thought that in the Eastern Conference, you know, as we headed toward the playoffs, that, okay, Boston and Milwaukee are going to meet up in the Eastern Conference Finals, and that's going to be one of the legendary series. And I had Kurt Heelan on, and we were talking about, like, this is going to shape up to be a great series. And here Miami comes along and beats both of them in a
both
series.
Both of them.
Yeah,
without home court advantage,
yeah.
Right? And you know what the Heat have done in all three of the series? First of all, they've been the underdog in 19 of their 20 playoff games. It's the theme of this postseason. I'm calling them the underdog with the overbite. I mean, so it's an incredible path, and if they win the championship, they'll go through the best team in the West as well. It's a unique journey we're on, and you know what's great about it for both teams? You get a chance to play for it. You're in there. Four wins away, each Miami and Denver, both well coached, both led by a star player that can score pretty much as they want, but their real gift is making their teammates better and being great playmakers and winners. So Butler and Jokic, hey, let's get it going. We should have two great weeks of finals basketball ahead of us.
Television play-by-play broadcaster for the Miami Heat on Bally Sports, Eric Reed, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk about Jimmy Butler. I mean, he made second-team All-NBA this year. You know, he's been on the third-team All-NBA a few times in his career. There's nothing that tangibly says, okay, this is what he does great, but he's one of the great winners. There is something that, you know, is just, I don't know, you can't put your finger on what makes him so great, and he lifts it, to your point, lifts his teammates up, wills them to win. It's got to be a lot of fun covering a guy like that, and I wonder if you can share some insight, just what makes him so great? What makes him such a winner?
I am so happy to talk about that and try to share what we've learned by being with him and getting to watch him. And I'm glad the whole country and world will get to see him play in the finals. He's really unique. And, you know, I put out a tweet today, something to the effect of, you know, Jimmy Butler's entire life and his 12-year NBA career have prepared him for the moment he is in, for this opportunity, for this championship chance. It's everything he's about. It's all that he plays for. You know, the first thing is, and this is going to sound really basic, but this guy plays to win. Not to score points, mm-hmm. not to be first-team All-NBA, to win. I love the way he approaches each game. And Kyle Lowry is similar in mindset of, these are guys that sort of take the temperature of the game they're in and figure out real quick what their team needs from them that night to win that game, whether it's scoring, playmaking, defense, and all of the above. So Jimmy can do that. And the other thing that's remarkable, he's in great shape, keeps himself in tip-top shape, committed to the defensive end of the floor, has never stopped working on his game. The problem is more perception, because he is not, by trade, a three-point shooter. So I think people look at him and a DeMar DeRozan as sort of an antique car. You know, everybody shoots threes now. They do it in a different way, but his leadership, the ability to give his teammates confidence, gets to his spots, lethal mid-range shooter, draws fouls, plays defense, you know, will play 45 minutes a game and give you one or two turnovers and fill up the stat sheet in a positive way. He is a winner, and I'm just so happy for him that he gets another chance. He got a chance in the bubble finals, but this is his second finals in his 4 years with Miami, and I think this is his, you know, even with this uncelebrated cast around him, this is a great chance for Jimmy Butler to be the one thing he has always wanted to be, an NBA champion.
Eric, the great Sam Mitchell and I used to go round and round about Eric Spoelstra. We spent more than a year together working on radio, and you know, this was back in the days of LeBron and Bosch and Wade and everybody. You know, tell me about his evolution, because now it feels like whenever Eric Spoelstra is in a series on the sidelines, he has the advantage over just about anybody. And it has been kind of remarkable about just the growth of watching him becoming one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the NBA. But tell me a little bit about his evolution as a coach over this, whatever, decade plus.
The first thing that comes to mind is the clairvoyance and vision of the great Hall of Famer, Pat Riley, sort of the patriarch of the culture and the success that's been built over the last 29 years of his leadership. And, you know, he identified Spo as the video coordinator, young guy, just finished playing overseas in Germany. And I'll never forget Pat, when Pat Riley first got here, he asked about the video guy. He says, is he a basketball guy that knows video or the, and he soon found out this was a basketball guy that was learning how to be a video coordinator. And he got to work under Pat Riley and Stan Van Gundy and a great coaching staff. You know, ever since Spo, I always make sure I pay attention to who it is that's in our video room, because it's a great spot for young aspiring coaches. You really learn the grassroots of the league. You see personnel of every team. You know what everybody's running offensively and defensively. It's the perfect first step for future coaches. And he's just grown and grown and has been open to growth from within himself. With his team, he keeps it real. He infuses confidence in his players. He has a great staff of former Heat players with him that know what needs to be done. They help develop these guys, and this is just total organizational success from the top of the basketball food chain in Miami right down to the last guy on that team.
Last question for you, Eric. You know, is this a situation where you try to limit Joker, or is he just too unstoppable to be really contained, but you don't allow Murray and some of these other guys to go off? Because it seems like nobody has had a real answer for Joker, whether it's regular season, playoffs, whatever, for the last few years. Is it just a situation where you have to sort of contain him, or is it more important to not let everybody else go off?
We're the last team that gets a chance to try to figure out what that right code is, right? Because right. That's what makes Denver, you know, the team that they are and the favorite to win the NBA championship this year. He, right now, is the best player in the game. I think he's virtually unguardable. I am so intrigued to see how the strategy starts and evolves through the series on what the Heat will do. Know this, they won't do just one thing. They will do as much as they feel they need to do. It starts with what, you know, Coach Spoelstra would say, overwhelming defensive energy and activity, attention to detail, change it up. But it's hard to fool him. You know, it's hard to disguise your double team. If he sees it, you're cooked, because he's going to get it to the open guy. I'm not a coach. I'm just a TV broadcaster that's been around the game for a long, long time. For me, I almost feel like you could win with Jokic getting 30-plus points, but it's going to be harder to win if Murray has also got 30, and that's the way it played in the Western Conference Finals. So that's what frightens me most about Jokic, not what he's going to score, but how he's going to make everybody around him better. And when he gets Murray and Porter and Gordon and KCP going, that's when they become, you know, the best team in the league, and or what they were, the best team in the West for sure.
Eric Reed, he's a television play-by-play broadcaster for the Miami Heat on Bally Sports. He joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, at @ereedmiamiheat. And, Eric, appreciate the time, man. Always enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much for being on the show here in Atlanta. And, listen, good luck to you guys.
Thank you so much, and really, an honor to be with the Heat and to be in another NBA final. So thanks for talking with us.
You got it. John Chuckery. We'll be back. Sports Radio 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.